Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Nyman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Hernandez scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Piniella moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Harrison moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. Schall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Adair strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 8-2, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schall. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Noop reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Berry reaches second base with a double. Noop scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist is 0 for 1 in the game. Sechrist strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair is called out on strikes. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive towards the mound. Bunker can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Williams scores. It's 8-4, Royals. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Noop hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Noop reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to second. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes.